close your eyes now and take a deep, relaxing breath. Feel your muscles relax and let go of all of the things that fill your mind. Take another deep breath and relax even further. We're just going to practice with some colors now. And with another deep inhalation and exhalation, you're going to let go of all of your cares and worries. Continuing to breathe deeply, the next inhalation, you will sense yourself breathing in the color red. I want yourself to feel now the color red as you inhale it. Bright, bright red. It doesn't matter if you see it or not. With the next inhalation, feel yourself up with a bright, bright red. All the way down your legs, feeling up your legs, your calves, your thighs, and feel the red continue to grow and glow. With the next inhalation, keep filling yourself up with red. Fill your stomach and your organs and your torso with every breath. Great, bright, fire engine red, lipstick red. Pull it into your being, all the way down your arms, into your fingers, all bright red. All the way through your thumbs, your hands, filling up your chest and back, more and more red. Fill yourself up with red all the way into your neck and your head and face, even your ears. You are so full of red that is starting to ease out of your pores and fill the space around you. Even the space around you and your aura is bright red, so much red. Feel how it feels to be only red, nothing else but red. With every breath, let yourself have more and more red in your emotional experience, your physical and mental experience. Right now, you are nothing but the color red. Red in your body and in your mind and in your heart and in your emotions. And notice how you feel. What words, ideas, feelings, or situations come to you as you experience red? Notice all of them now. Keep holding red for a minute. Notice you feel any physical energy. Notice what you feel physically as red. Keeping the bright red in you, notice everything you sense. Notice if any part of your body is calling your attention. Notice what kinds of feelings are present with the color red. Notice every meaning. Now take a very, very deep breath, and with your next exhalation, blow out the color red. With each exhalation, let go of the color red that's inside you, emptying yourself of it, letting go of all of the red, pushing it away and exhaling it as you are emptying yourself of the red. Let go of the red and notice, are you empty yet? Let yourself be empty so that with this next inhalation, you are going to breathe in the color blue. Breathe it in now with a deep, abiding breath all the way down into your lungs, down into your body with every following inhalation. Blue is going down into your feet with the next inhalation. Breathe it in and filling yourself up, filling your toes, your heels, your calves, your thighs, all blue inside you. It doesn't matter if you see it. Just know that you are and become the color blue. Blue is going into your hips, your torso, and all of your organs. Deep down inside you, the color blue, filling all the way up your body, filling your chest and your back and your lungs. Blue, blue, all the way down your arms, down into your fingers and into your hands. Blue, beautiful blue, penetrating blue into your neck and head and face. Filled up with blue now so much that it starts to seep out of your pores and into your aura, so that all of the space around you is blue. You have become blue. And now take a moment to experience how it feels to be the color blue. What are you feeling emotionally? What thoughts are you as the color blue? Notice every physical feeling. Notice if your awareness is drawn to any particular part of your body. You are nothing but the color blue in your total experience. What interpretations do you discover with this symbol of blue? Notice the words that come with blue, the symbols, the images of blue. Notice all there is to realize and experience with this simple symbol of color blue. Allow yourself to relax into the color blue and notice for just another moment everything you can about it. Take a deep breath, and with the next exhalation, we're going to blow the color blue out of the body, out of the mind, out of the heart. Empty yourself of the color blue, emptier and emptier. And with each subsequent exhalation, you are letting go of the color blue. Letting go of all of the blue that was in you and through you and around you. Sending it out and away from you. Letting go of the blue. Take a moment now to simply be with your spirit. As the blue recedes away from your experience and from your mind. And make yourself aware now as you relax even further of spirit's presence around you. You begin to feel a loving spirit guide approach you. This is a spirit guide who has worked often with you. It may be a female, it may be a male. I will simply use the word he to make this process easier. But notice this wonderful, beautiful, kind, and gentle spirit as he approaches you. And as you do this process, there may be another angel or guide who comes as well. Be comfortable with whichever way you get this experience. Even if it changes in midstream, that's fine too. Now, feel this beautiful entity's presence as he stands behind or beside you and places a hand upon your shoulder, or both hands upon both shoulders. He begins to send light and energy into your physical experience. This helps him to communicate his presence to you. And the first thing you're going to do is look for some identifying characteristics of this beautiful spirit guide. Feel the energy as it pours into you, and make a note of whether or not you feel a yin or a yang energy with him. Yin would be soft and fluid and cool and round and flexible. Feel if his or her energy feels that way. Yang would be hard and structured and hot, active and creative. Just notice now whether or not you feel yin or yang. Sometimes it indicates the gender of the spirit being with you, but it doesn't necessarily have to do so. It could also indicate the temperament of the individual. Trust the first thing you get, and don't overanalyze, don't interpret. Now ask this spirit being to give you an image or an experience energistically, vibrationally, or visually of an element, one of the four elements of water, earth, air, or fire. Make yourself see, feel, sense in any way, physically, or through an idea, or visually, one of the elements, and notice the first thing that you get. This does not have to be a message in terms of something you have to do. It's just about who he is. Make a mental note of the element that you perceive. And if you get more than one, which is possible, note that too. Now ask your guide to give you a number, and trust the first number that you get. Notice if you get more than one. And let whatever way you get that number come to you. If you have a pad of paper in your lap, take a moment to write that number. Or if you get more than one, those numbers down. Very well, now let that go. And notice any color or colors that may come with this beautiful brilliant entity of light. He is pouring them into your body with his energy, and it is filling your chest cavity and your whole body already. And it may not be one color, but different colors that come. Or one color may change into another. Let yourself be filled up with the color or colors that this entity carries with him and shares with you now. And just notice what they are. Don't interpret, just notice. Notice how they feel as well as how they look or sense to your imagination, your mind, or your visual abilities. Notice how they feel in your body. Now, begin to let that go and ask this wonderful spirit guide for a symbol, one that he may use to identify himself. It can be anything, and it may not have any meaning to you whatsoever. Just see the very first thing that he shows you or shares with you mentally or visually or ideologically. If you don't seem to get anything, or if you get a confusion of things, that's okay. Let this entity share with you now one symbol that is his signature, and just notice what you get. Make a mental note of what you see, or write it down on your pad of paper. There is no right or wrong with this. Okay, now allow this spirit to share some of his feelings of love and support with you, and let them pour into your body just as his color and energy poured into your body. Let them feel your experience and your heart. Allow yourself to sense and feel the embrace, the love of this entity now. And now, if there's anybody or anything about which you have a question in your life, if you need some answers or guidance about a situation or about a relationship or about an emotional experience, hold that situation or person in your mind now. Let this beautiful spirit guide show you first a sense of yin or yang about this situational relationship. You don't have to know how to apply or interpret this symbol. Just notice what you get as a yin or a yang about the situation. Now let yourself perceive an element about this question. Think of earth, air, fire, or water. And make yourself notice an element that this entity shares with you now. You don't have to know how it applies to the situation. Just notice which element you get and if you get more than one, that's fine. Okay, let go of the element now, and keeping your mind and your heart connected to this beautiful spirit guide, ask for a number that can give you insight into this situation or into this relationship, and trust the very first number you perceive. Don't fill your mind with doubts. Fill your mind with a number. And if you get more than one, notice them all. Very well, let that go and ask this beautiful spirit guide now for a color that can tell you more about the situation. You don't have to know how to interpret this color. All you have to do is give yourself permission to feel it, to sense it, and to trust the first thing that you perceive. Let yourself, your mind, your heart get filled with the color that brings insight and guidance about the situation now. Now, without getting over analytical, let this spirit guide show you just a little symbol, or even a bit or piece of an image. Notice what comes to you, and notice if this symbol moves or changes in any way as you perceive it about the situation or relationship that you've chosen. Take a moment to write about that on your pad of paper if you choose to, or make a mental note of the symbol that you perceive. Very well, remembering all that has happened during this process, you are now going to bring yourself back into the room, back into the chair in which you sit. Bring your awareness back to your physical and personal reality. As I count from 1 to 3, I want you to come back to your awareness now. 1. Noticing your arms and legs, neck and head as you bring your consciousness back into the room, back into the chair in which you sit. Allow your spirit guide to rest confidently behind or beside you, because he is going to help you throughout your day. 2. Feel the blood come to the rest of your body, your fingers, your toes, your heels, your face, shoulders, and the head. Take a deep breath and sit up just a little straighter. 3. Allow yourself to open your eyes only as it is comfortable for you to do so. Thank this beautiful being for his or her help and guidance in this situation and in every other matter.